Far-left Antifa extremists set French post office vans ablaze. By Chris Tomlinson on May 5, 2020. An Antifa anarchist website has taken credit for the destruction of two vehicles belonging to the French post office, as far-left violence continues during the Wuhan coronavirus lockdown. The two vehicles were set on fire and destroyed in the commune of Bouguenais near Nantes at around 1 a.m. on Saturday while they were parked outside a local mail sorting center. Police found the letters ADA spray-painted nearby, the acronym for the far-left Antifa group's Action Direct Anarchist, which took credit for the destruction on their website, broadcaster France Info reports. According to the broadcaster, the group quoted Russian anarchist philosopher Mikhail Alexandrovich Bakunin, a leading figure in anarchist thought and one of the founders of anarcho-socialism. Conservative newspaper Valeurs Actuelles published an excerpt of the post which claimed La Poste collaborates with the French state to help expel illegal migrants, pressures and threatens its employees to work during the coronavirus pandemic, and criticized La Banque Postale, a banking subsidiary of La Poste. La Poste, meanwhile, has stated that the destruction of the vehicles will not impact deliveries of mail to locals and said it would be filing a complaint with police. The violence comes just days after French police arrested two Antifa anarchist extremists who they say were both armed and were plotting to kill police officers. In neighboring Germany, Antifa extremists are also thought to have been behind the brutal beating of a camera crew belonging to the satirical television program Heute Show, Today Show, on International Workers' Day in the German capital of Berlin. The attack saw a group of around 20 to 25 far-left extremists brutally beat the camera crew, sending six of them to the hospital, with comedian Abdel Karim being the only member of the group not requiring hospitalization. German federal government spokesman Stefan Siebert condemned the attack on Monday, stating, "We have seen for a long time that extremists from all walks of life literally trample on press freedom, one of our most important fundamental rights, by threatening and violently acting against journalists." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.